Thank you, Brother Richard, for that wonderful introduction. I just wanted to take the opportunity to say what a privilege it is to have the opening discourse of this two-day convention. We know that there is our brethren who are coming in from the US, from the UK, of course, here in Australia, from Poland, Canada, and from India. So we, with open arms, welcome every single one of you and send you the love of our dear Lord. The theme of my discourse is finding comfort from our Heavenly Father in times of trouble. And I think we'd all agree, as Brother Richard brought out, we are in unprecedented times in terms of the distress that the world is facing and the uncertainty and the anxiety and depression that people are facing at this moment. And just to look at some of those facts at the moment that are distressing, with COVID that is ravaging the world at the moment, as it stands, we have over 2 million people that have died. We have nearly 100 million people either recovering or testing positive to COVID. We see that in countries such as, and not exclusive to, but in the United States, our dear brethren face a death toll that is at the moment over 400,000 that have died. In the UK, which we meet regularly with our brethren from the UK, we're having death tolls of nearly 2,000 a day. The UK is at the moment standing at over 90,000 people who have died. India has, and only recently we were with our dear brethren there at one of their conventions there, but there is 10 million cases of COVID, 153,000 dead. Our brothers in Poland, we know that we have lost many of our dear brethren in Poland, which is very upsetting. But they have cases of over 1.5 million cases, and there has been 33,000 deaths. And just another figure which is quite staggering, Brazil itself has over 200,000 deaths. To put this into context, just in the human context, is that more people have died because of this pandemic in the United States than were killed combined between World War I and the Vietnam War. So we know the historic destruction of life in World War I and the upheaval of the Vietnam conflict, but there's already been more Americans that have died than those combined two events. But also we see that humanity is suffering in another way, and that is economically. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has said that the cost approximately, and these are just figures as they come to hand, at the moment stand at something in the vicinity of $28 trillion in loss. $28 trillion. So this is showing the economic upheaval of these lockdowns and loss of trade, loss of confidence. The University of Minnesota, in conjunction with the Center for Infectious Diseases Research and Policy Foundation, stated, this is only just a day or so ago, and this is really disheartening, that depression has tripled in the US since COVID because of all of the stresses. So we see not just the loss of life, the trillions of dollars that have been lost, and that represents people's businesses. And if you can't work, you can't support your family, then that leads into depression and anxiety. And unfortunately, we know that self-harm and suicide is on the rise. So the purpose of this is to draw comfort. And I hope that the following scriptures and discussion is of great comfort to us all, not just for us as brethren, but any opportunity that we have when we speak to those who are not yet our brethren, we can show them comforting scriptures that show that we have not just hope, but we have a golden promise by a heavenly Father through his divine plan. All these things not only are to come about, but there is a solution to them. First of all, I'd like you to turn with me, if you can, to the Bible book of Psalms, and we'll have a look at the 147th Psalm, and we'll look at verses 1 through to 6, and I will be reading from the New American Standard Version. So if we have a look at the 147th Psalm, and we'll look and we'll read from verses 1 through to 6. And it says here, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is a pleasant, it is pleasant and praised to be coming. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the numbers of the stars. He gives his name to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord supports the afflicted and brings down the wicked to the ground." And there's a point here I'd like to bring out, which we'll refer to, is he counts the numbers of the stars. So here we see that while this was addressed to Israel in difficult times, it shows the love and the understanding that our Lord has for the brokenhearted. And of course, it's only reasonable to expect that during these difficult times, ones would be brokenhearted, and that Jehovah God cares for us so immensely. I'd like to also, as we're here in the Psalms, if we turn over to Psalms 34, and we'll have a look at verses 17, Psalms 34 and 17 to 19, Psalms 34, 17 to 19, and it says, "The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." How comforting that is, that we know that the Heavenly Father delivers all of us, and that our cries to him do not go unanswered. Jesus Christ pointed out in, I'd like you to turn with me to Luke chapter 12 and verse 7. And Jesus says, and this ties in with what we read in the Psalms, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows." The context was that our Lord was comforting the disciples. They had great persecution from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he was saying, look, the Heavenly Father knows all of the sparrows. If one falls from the heavens, he knows them. Now, going back to the Psalms, we see that the Heavenly Father counts all of the stars. So if he counts all of the stars, and as well as counting the hairs of our head, he knows the suffering that we're going through, and all of us, all humanity, not just us brethren, but all humanity. Isn't that comforting? We are not alone. We are precious to the Heavenly Father. And also in context of this scripture here in Luke, it shows that our loyalty to Jesus Christ, our King, is never forgotten, no matter what the persecution is. The poignant words we find at John chapter 14 and verse 1. I'd like you to read this with me. This was another very salient point in our Lord's ministry. John chapter 14, and we'll have a look at verse 1 together. John 14, 1. Jesus says, Let not your heart be troubled, believe in God and believe in me. Now, the context here was that our Lord had spoken to his disciples about what was going to happen to him, and he was going away, and they couldn't understand it. And he knew the distress that they were going to go through. Of course, Peter was willing to go with the Lord right there and then, even that he didn't even know where he was going to go, and it meant his martyrdom and that our Lord was going to be crucified. But the point was that the Heavenly Father and, of course, our magnificent Lord Jesus Christ knew, looking forward, that there was going to be incredible distress. But as it brings out there, that we need to believe in Jehovah God, and we need to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, because in him and in God's plan, we know there is absolute, but even at the lowest, at the lowest point, they were going to need to be comforted. And we know that the Heavenly Father did not at any moment order our Lord ever abandon those that faithfully serve him. I'd like to read from the IC, and here in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. In the RBIC it says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thy dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee whitherever thou goest. Now, the context here in Joshua is that this was Jehovah God. This was them, this was Jehovah addressing the nation and saying, look, this is the promised land. Where you put your feet, this is your land. But they were crossing over the Jordan into an unknown. They didn't know. They knew it was promised to them, but they were outnumbered, outgunned. They didn't have the technology that these nations had. They didn't have might, but they had Jehovah, and he commanded them to be strong and courageous. You know, we don't know with this pandemic and political intrigues, and so we don't know what's going to actually happen each minute by minute, but what we do know is the promise that is held in the Bible and in God's plan. So it's very poignant that we not become overly anxious as to what's going to happen minute by minute. But we know that we have the sure hope to be with our Lord. I'd like you to turn back. We'll look at Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5, and we'll read verses 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 1 through 4. And this is the Sermon on the Mount. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up onto the mountains, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth. He began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of the heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, the point here, when we dig a little bit deeper, this point here in verse 4, the blessed are those who mourn, what we see is it does not necessarily mean mourning for those who have died. That's not necessarily the point. But really, when we look at the woeful condition that those that came to Christ Jesus, that were beaten down, were patronized, were treated like people of the ground, of the dirt, by the Pharisees. And this mourning was that they intuitively knew that this was not what God required, what God wanted for humanity, that there was something terribly wrong. And we know that those that must mourn because of what they see, the wickedness, the corruption, the political intrigue, the immorality, the dishonesty of this world that defies righteous standards. And so we feel the same way when we look around the world today, don't we? Even in this situation with the pandemic. We see what is happening with politicians and so forth. And we mourn. We mourn for the new world. For the new earth and heavens. We know that things are intuitively wrong. And this is why we trust in God's plan. I'd like to turn your attentions to the inspired words of the Apostle Paul. And he makes a really wonderful point here in Romans chapter 8. And verses 18 to 23. Romans chapter 8 and verses 18. And we'll have a read to verse 23. And these are just such powerful words, so encouraging in this time. And this is what the Apostle Paul says. Romans 8, 18 to 23. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption, unto the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. But not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of the body. And that's just perfectly summed up, isn't it? And as Bible students, those words resonate with us. We understand and clearly see that's so poignant. Don't we just wait? Don't we just yearn to be with Christ Jesus? For those who have passed away, and those who have been affected, we know that as the Bible points out, that, and I'll just quote here, Revelation chapter 21, 4-7, talks about the beautiful time of a new heavens and a new earth where every tear will be wiped away and death will be no more. And that will be something that we really long for. This will, of course, will be at the end of the 1,000-year reign. And just as a closing scripture, I would like to look at Luke chapter 20 and verse 36. Luke chapter 20 and verse 36. For neither can they die any more, for they are like angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Dear brethren, I hope that this discourse has been of comfort to you. In closing, these distressing times are part of God's plans. All of humanity groans. All of us who have accepted Christ, who love Christ, who put on Christ, long to be with him. So brothers and sisters and dear brethren and friends from all over the world, may we have comfort in God's plan and in our mighty King and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.